Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Jan Heifel is with us here this morning, and we're going to talk about the Cass County Choral Society's program coming up here very, very soon. It's called Morning Star and More. Jan, how are you this morning?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
And Merry Christmas to everyone.
And it will be a Merry Christmas when you go to the program, I assume, because it's going to be a Christmas show, correct?
Oh, yes. And a fine Christmas show at that. We even cut out a few items just to make it not too long. Hopefully, it'll be perfect in length and quality.
It's always difficult when you do these types of things, when you're trying to select the specific music that you would like to do. And it's very easy to kind of get into things, and all of a sudden you realize, well, we don't want people to be here for 5 hours. You know?
My husband did the math, and he goes, no, 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 no. But we will have a little audience participation. Mm-hmm. People love that.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Cass County Choral Society. You've been working with this group now for a few years, right?
About two.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this will be our third performance, but the one was shut down from the COVID.
Yeah.
So Ray McCullough is our fearless leader. We're all volunteers. And which he didn't even put his own name on the program. I said, Ray, where is your name? They need to know how to spell McCullough. He's very humble.
Well, and, we mentioned, too, when you put something like this together, you don't do this to get anything out of it except to see other people enjoy the performance, because there's not a lot of money changing hands for all the folks that are involved.
No. In fact, let me mention Pat McCauley. She doesn't mind me telling that she's 88. And she nearly died and had her finger cut off. So she will be in it and with her violin. And she says, I just have to do it for my spirit. And I go, I know what you mean. When we've got this talent, it's just hard to stop a train, you know?
Well, and maybe not through specifically the Cass County Choral Society, since it's relatively new, but a number of the folks that you have performing, they've performed in things like this in the past in different ways.
Yes. There are some of us who are old, and we have new people, too.
Yeah, well, we've had new people move into the community, so like the McCulloughs, for example. So it's nice to get all those folks involved.
I love to talk about the McCulloughs. He is the reverend at the Baptist church, mm-hmm. one of my churches, and she is the reverend at the Presbyterian. And he likes us Baptists. And we like him.
Yeah, and he enjoys performing, too, just like so many other folks do, too. We talk about those folks. Of course, obviously, you're sitting here. You're involved. You talk about Pat McCauley. Who are some of the others who'll be performing?
All right. First of all, we're going to have, we'll have the small groups first, or soloists. So after Pat and I play some gathering music, it'll be very light, jazzy. Then Doyle Kneisel from Griswold, Ashley Smith. On Oh Holy Night, we're having Evan Adaman, who is the high school music teacher, or Casey Brown. I think they'll each take a night, unless Casey cannot get off work, because there's a lot of that going around. Then the Bells, led by Cheryl Sunderman, will do four numbers. Then we'll have a hymn sing, four hymns for the whole congregation. And then we're going to have two standalone pieces. One will We Know Him, with a flute soloist who is Michelle Anderson. She's also one of the accompanists, along with myself, for rehearsals. Then the Christmas Lullaby. This is amazing. It has Ave Maria in it by John Rutter.
Also, this is a Christmas season performance, of course. So will folks recognize a lot of the music?
Yes, there'll be some new and some old.
Okay, very good. So, if you know the words, and you may very well to a lot of these, feel free to join in.
Yeah, this is by Lloyd Larson. Okay. He's a great composer. We've used a lot of his music in my choirs.
Very good. This is a two-night performance. It's December 21st and 22nd. Will they be identical performances?
Yes. Be sure you get 21 and 22 because there were several dates that we had chosen. So in case you hear something else, and I won't repeat what they are.
Okay, well, it's Tuesday, December 21st, so coming up right away, and then Wednesday, December 22nd, they'll both be at 7 p.m., the location, the United Methodist Church at 8th and Poplar here in Atlantic. We talked a little bit before we started, too. There'll be refreshments.
Oh, yes, by the Methodist women. Thanks to them.
Excellent.
We are going to dress for success, too.
Okay.
There will be no ugly Christmas sweaters.
Okay. We have enough of those types of events.
Yeah. And I can really rock on those.
Okay. Very good. When we get together for something like this, you know, a lot of times folks will think, okay, well, maybe there is not a cost. Is there going to be a donation basket or something somewhere? Will there be a cost? What will be the admission at the door?
There is no admission. Okay. There will be a free will donation. Part of that goes to buy our music, and part of it will go to the food pantry.
Yeah, sometimes folks don't think about the backside of these types of things, too. And they think, well, it's just folks gathering to perform. So there are really no costs involved, but you do have to buy rights to the music.
Right. We buy the music, and we do have a fund, but music is expensive.
Yeah. So folks would like to make that donation because they had a good time. They're more than welcome.
One thing that isn't printed probably is that we have an orchestra, okay, but it is a CD orchestra.
Oh, good. Well, somebody performed it.
Ray is braver than me. You have to follow that. Yeah. Yeah, if he can't hear it, uh-huh, we're all in trouble.
Okay, very good.
But we have never had it fall apart before, so...
Yeah. We were mentioning beforehand, before we started visiting this morning, too, that something that isn't necessarily right out there in front, but you talked about inviting folks to come. Let's get some folks in the auditorium and have a good time.
I wish that one of the performances was during the daytime, but it's not. So as a Christmas gift, mm-hmm, you could bring an older person if you drive at night.
Perhaps someone who doesn't, you know, really have the ability or the desire to drive at night. Bring them along with and just have a good time.
Please.
Very good. How's it come together? How long have you been practicing?
September.
Oh, that long.
Or October, but
yeah,
we practice every Sunday at 3:30.
So
an hour and a half.
A lot has gone into this.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you say an hour and a half. Is that because you're piecing things together? Will the performance be more than an hour and a half or about that?
No, that's how long the rehearsals were.
Okay. So how long will the performances be roughly? Do you know?
I hope not longer than that.
Okay. Very good.
So hopefully it'll be a little bit shorter.
A nice comfortable time frame.
Yes.
All right.
It's better than TV.
All right. Very good. Yeah, it's right in front of you. One of the things we always talk about, no matter what it is, whether it's somebody a cappella up on the front of the church or if it's someone in a concert hall on, electric guitar, any live music is always better than recorded. So anytime, yes, we can get together and enjoy some live music, it's always a good experience. Very good.
Yes.
All right. Well, it sounds we got a lot of the stuff covered. Morning Star and More is the title of that presentation. And again, December 21st, that's Tuesday, and December 22nd, Wednesday, 7 p.m. on both of those performances at the United Methodist Church at 8th and Poplar here in Atlantic. It is a free performance. If you'd like to leave a goodwill donation, they would certainly put that to good use for you. And the folks will have some refreshments there for you to enjoy as well. And plenty of folks who've been brushing up on their skills will be there to perform for you. So we hope that folks do take the time to come out and do that. And Jan, if someone sits down and enjoys the performance and is really inspired and thinks, you know, I'd like to get involved, can they?
I am the talent scout of the group. So one word from you and you're in.
You're in.
There are no auditions.
All right. It's pretty hard to get a no.
Yeah.
Pretty hard. All right. Very good. And do you have some more performances planned or is this kind of a once a year thing right now?
Hopefully spring, I think.
Okay. Something maybe around the Easter season thereabouts?
It will not be a sacred service. It will probably be... Like Disney or a theme like that.
Sure. All right. So we can look forward to that again, too. Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Well, I hope folks take the time to do that and come out and enjoy and really catch the spirit of the Christmas season. Jan Heifel, thanks for coming by. Good luck. Hope they're great performances.
Thank you.